Thank you for joining the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Northwestern Division for today's Missouri Basin Conference Call. Due to basin conditions, this is an ad hoc call to provide an update of current runoff conditions. We will continue to hold these calls daily at 1 p.m. using the same meeting link provided for today's call. This call is provided as a courtesy to congressional representatives, tribal, state, and local government officials, levy sponsors, emergency managers, and the media. I am Eileen Williamson, and I will be your moderator. This call is recorded and placed on the Defense Video and Imagery Distribution Service for media reuse at www.dvidshub.net/unit/USACE-NWD. It also updates a podcast that you can find on any of your podcasting apps on your phone. Just search for Missouri River Water Management. Your participation will acknowledge your consent to be recorded. All lines should be on mute. However, the force mute function may not work on all phones, so you may want to use your phone's own mute function as well. Do not place the call on hold. The question and answer session will take place at the end of the call. I was going to say I don't see Kevin Lau, but Kevin Lau has joined us, so we will have an update on the weather and river stages from Kevin Lau with the National Weather Service Missouri River Basin Forecast Center. John Remus from Water Management will provide an update on reservoir storage and release plans, and we have Mike Doolin from Emergency Management in the Kansas City District, as well as Spencer Giles from the Omaha District. Before we get started, I want to allow Lieutenant Colonel Matt Burgoon, Deputy Commander of the Omaha District, to have some opening remarks, and then he will be followed by Lieutenant Colonel Doug Brownhill. Lieutenant Colonel Burgoon.
Hey, thanks, Eileen. Hey, everybody on the net, thanks for calling in on behalf of General Van Epps, Northwestern Division Commander, and Colonel Neubauer. Really appreciate everybody taking the time to crosstalk and make sure that we're all on the same page with the information for this event. Just a couple big top lines from the Omaha District. We have 9 levee surveillance teams out in the district conducting operations, 1 up north, Sioux City, and 9 down south, Omaha and below, looking at the levees. Getting good feedback from those teams and appreciate your in-person engagements with them. Colonel Neubauer is out meeting with stakeholders. Some of you have met with him today and yesterday, so thanks for those engagements. Last couple of days, or last day really, we've let 2 major contracts. One is an aviation contract that will bring a helicopter to bear to do aviation reconnaissance of the levees, which will speed up our ability to assess the levee system. And 2, we've let a contract to increase the freeboard on levee L550 and L536. Work is ongoing with that project, and we expect that work to be complete before the peak hits. We're also in the initial phases of letting a contract to bring a reconnaissance capability on board to gather data at peak that we'll be able to use to support projections and forecasts for future events. So again, appreciate everybody's time here. Please send the questions our way when it's your opportunity to come up on the net. If we don't have the right folks in the room to answer the question, the PAO team will take it and make sure you get an answer. With that, I'll go over to Doug Brownhill with the Kansas City District. Doug.
Hey, thanks, Matt. And team, thanks for gathering today. To Omaha, we just want to convey our thanks to everything you guys have done as things are moving through your AOR and into ours. So as many of you probably know, Kansas City also declared a flood emergency yesterday, the 24th, due to concerns of the river coming down our way. We've also sent out a bunch of technical teams out to multiple different sites throughout our AOR to monitor the situation. We have teams of experts within the district ready to help in however possible. We've coordinated with state, local partners, stakeholders throughout the region for that technical assistance as needed. We remain committed to providing a world-class flood response to the communities within our AOR. Should they request assistance, I'm confident the district will be positioned to provide that great support. So like Matt said, thanks for everything you guys have been doing, and we'll go ahead and get started. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Lieutenant Colonel Brownhill, Lieutenant Colonel Burgoon. I did update the slide that is showing. That will be the only slide. But for members of the media, it does have the correct spelling for both Lieutenant Colonel Burgoon and Lieutenant Colonel Brownhill. We'll hand the call over to Kevin Lau with the National Weather Service Missouri Basin River Forecast Center.
Good afternoon, everyone. Can you hear me okay, Eileen?
Might want to get a little bit closer, but otherwise you sound pretty clear.
Okay, I'll shout.
Perfect.
Good afternoon, everyone. First of all, I'll give crest information for the tributaries just below Gavin's Point, and then I'll review our latest crest forecast for Sioux City through Rulo. So the James River, it crested last night at the mouth a little sooner than we thought. It crested around 27,000 cubic feet per second. That's the James River in South Dakota. The Vermilion is well past its crest. The Big Sioux at Sioux City, it crested about 24 hours ago, roughly at 96,000 cubic feet per second. That's the Big Sioux. The Floyd River is well past crest. The Little Sioux River is expected to crest overnight tonight at around 42,000 cubic feet per second. Now for the crest forecast along the main stem itself, Sioux City, it crested this morning at 32.2. It should remain above flood stage for the next, maybe around noon tomorrow. We're expecting it to fall below 30 feet, which is flood stage. Omaha, we expect a crest of 35.4 Thursday around noon. Nebraska City, we are projecting a crest of 25.2 Friday morning. Brownville, we're expecting a crest of 42.4 Saturday morning. And finally, Rulo, expecting a crest of 23.8 Saturday night into Sunday morning. Looking ahead as far as rain chances, there's rain chances somewhere just about every day moving forward, but nothing real significant. The next 24 hours is probably the heaviest. Next 24 hours, we're expecting 3/4 to an inch of rain across northern Missouri. But by the time that routes down to the main stem at most places, it will come in prior to the crest as the crest moves down below Kansas City. Day two, which is Wednesday noon into Thursday noon, there's some lighter rain in South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, talking maybe 1/4 of an inch. Day three, we're looking at maybe 3/4 of an inch across southern Iowa. That would be Thursday into Friday. Day four, Friday into Saturday, maybe 1/4 of an inch across Missouri. And day five, which would be Saturday into Sunday, nothing of note. We did make a run of our river model using the next 7 days of rainfall to see if it added to the crest as the crest moved down below Kansas City. And it might raise our current crest forecast as much as maybe 1 foot in the reach below Kansas City if we incorporated all 7 days of rainfall and how it all routes down. So not a significant increase in the stages below Kansas City if we incorporated all 7 days of future rain. Again, our official forecast, the forecast that you see currently on the website, they incorporate the next 24 hours of rainfall only. And with that, I'll turn it back to Eileen. Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin. I tried to capture the crest and peaks. I may have skipped one for the tributaries below Gavin's Point, but if you want to check the chat, if you can, and correct anything I missed, there have been some requests for that in the chat. I will hand the call over to John Remus.
Thank you, Eileen. From a water management point of view, there's been no change since yesterday. We're still releasing 24,000 from Gavin's Point with the average of 2,000 out of Fort Randall upstream. We have seen the inflows into Gavin's Point decrease to the point where they are slightly below the outflows. The pool elevation as of 11 o'clock was 1209.16 and falling. If that rate continues, we will probably be able to decrease releases tomorrow morning. That's what we're planning to do unless things happen differently overnight.
Was there anything else, John?
That's it from water management.
All right. We will go to Mike Doolin in Kansas City.
Hi, thanks, Eileen. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Mike Doolin. I'm an emergency management specialist here with the Kansas City District Corps of Engineers. As floodwaters are forecast to pass through the Missouri River, please remember that the Corps' top priorities are life safety and protecting public infrastructure. So turn around, don't drown, and avoid entering floodwaters if at all possible. The Kansas City District Emergency Operations Center remains activated to level 3 emergency watch with hours of operation from 0700 to 1700 daily. Future activation levels and hours of operation will be reevaluated later this week and adjusted if necessary. We have a flood fight team on the ground again today in Holt County, Missouri, providing technical assistance to the levee districts there. Levee owners and operators in that area remain confident that their levee systems can hold back the forecast river stages without taking direct flood fight actions such as sandbagging. And to date, we have received no requests for direct assistance. Current river observations show that Rulo, Nebraska reached minor flood stage this morning at 17 feet and will continue to rise to 23.8 feet around 30 July. So over the next 72 hours or 3 days, no levees in our area of responsibility are forecast to overtop. However, based on those on that river forecast data, we can expect to start seeing some loading on non-federal levee systems, resulting in the following freeboard estimates for Holt County. So for the Corning levee district over the next 3 days, and for the Union Township levee district, they can expect to see about a foot and a half of freeboard as the river comes up. For Holt County number 9, Holt County number 10, and Cannon Drainage District, they can expect to have about 2 to 5 foot of freeboard as the water comes up. So please keep in mind, though, that these freeboard estimates are just that. They are estimates. They are subject to change as new river forecast data becomes available from the National Weather Service. But as we look downstream from Rulo and St. Joe, we can expect to see less loading on the levees down there. And that's a result, you know, with minor flooding forecast downstream of St. Joe, we're just going to see less loading on those levee systems. As mentioned on previous calls, we have an inventory of 3.7 million sandbags and various other flood fight materials positioned throughout the district. So we are ready to support should requests come in from our state and local partners. Our staff continues to coordinate with Missouri SEMA, Kansas Division of Emergency Management, and FEMA Region 7. By sharing situational updates regarding river forecasts and levee status. Currently, the states have reported no unmet resource needs from the Kansas City District. I also have here a update that I'd like to provide from our NWK water management team. They manage the 18 reservoir flood control reservoirs down here in the Kansas City District. So following some recent rains over on the Kansas side in the Big Blue and Delaware basins, Tuttle Creek and Perry reservoirs had been making some modest releases from flood control storage. Between the two projects, it was totaling about 1,500 CFS coming out of them and entering the Kansas River. But in compliance with USACE Missouri Basin Operating Rules and Missouri River Flow Criteria at and below Kansas City, these tributary releases were reduced to low flow on Monday morning. And so between those two projects, they're now only releasing about 225 CFS. The third point here, because Hermann on the Missouri River is presently anticipated to crest well below 260,000 CFS, this current flood event is not presently expected to have any effect upon ongoing normal release of flood storage from Harry S. Truman Dam. And those releases out of Harry S. Truman are coordinated daily with Ameren's operation of Bagnell Dam. All right, so in closing, if you need to contact us, we can be reached at 816-426-6320. If you call us after duty hours, please leave your name and a callback number, and we will return that call as soon as possible. Thank you. This concludes my remarks.
Thanks, Mike. And again, I updated the phone numbers on the slide that's up with contact information and spellings. And so the contact number for the Emergency Management Office in Kansas City is displayed there on the slide. Hand it over to Spencer Giles in the Omaha office.
Yeah, thank you, Eileen. Good afternoon. This is Spencer Giles. I'm the Emergency Management Chief for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers here in the Omaha District. First and foremost, I want to remind everyone of the dangers involved with heavy floods and high water. These events can be extremely dangerous, and we urge individuals to avoid flood areas where possible and use extreme caution. Please follow Coast Guard recommendations regarding watercraft usage and avoid flooded roadways at all times. There's no change to the activation level here in our Emergency Operations Center, which will run daily 7 to 7. We are monitoring the water situation in Iowa very closely and evaluating both the immediate and downstream effects of the Smithland levee overtopping. We are maintaining our liaison presence with state emergency management agencies in South Dakota, Iowa, and Nebraska to better understand state needs and facilitate our support. We are actively deploying resources and providing assistance as requests are received. To date, that has consisted largely of providing standard and large sandbags, as well as loaning pumps and other assets and providing technical advice. We will continue to provide that support throughout this event. Please understand that peak water flows will be reaching our area shortly, so material requests need to be made as timely as possible. Current forecasts from the National Weather Service Missouri Basin River Forecast Center show elevated peak stages. We are prepared for this, and our levees and dams are built to standard. This does not mean we will have no impact from this historic flow, but by working with our state and local partners, the effects should be greatly mitigated. If you have questions for us, we can be reached by calling 402-995-2448. If it's after hours, please leave a message with the telephone number, name, and message content, and we will return the call as soon as possible. In summary, we are aware of the ongoing flooding events and acknowledge the tremendous impact on those communities while taking steps to ensure the readiness of those in the affected area. We remain committed to providing what assistance we can to communities affected by this water event and have confidence in the system's ability to mitigate the worst effects. Thank you.
Thank you, Spencer. We will move to the question and answer session. What I want to do is have you either type your question in the chat or raise your hand and I will call on you. And after I've addressed those items, then I will go in alphabetical order by state. When I call on you or read your question, if you need to clarify, to unmute your line to ask that question or clarify, press *6 or click the microphone by your name or at the bottom of the screen to unmute your line. If you have muted your phone, you may need to unmute that too. Be sure to state your name and the organization you represent before asking your question. I don't see any questions in the chat at the moment. And I do not see any. Okay, there is one in the chat from, not sure who that is, but are levees near Omaha okay to handle the now higher crest forecast for Omaha? Spencer?
This is Tyler Castle, Assistant Levy Safety Program Manager. And yes, the Omaha levees are still forecasted to handle the higher crest.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'd like to add to that. To our major federal projects in the area, we have deployed 9 levee surveillance teams. Those teams are out there on those levees, working with the sponsors and monitoring the performance of our levee projects. In particular, they'll be monitoring the amount of freeboard that exists on those levee systems.
Okay, thank you. The next question is asking about what was said about Rulo reaching flood levels. The expected crest at Rulo is 23.8 Saturday or Sunday. As far as those effects, again, hand that over to, well, that one, I don't know if it's Mike or if it's Omaha.
Oh, yeah. So if they're talking about Rulo and the Holt County area on the Missouri side, that's for Kansas City District. But just, yeah, as that water comes up to the crest of 23.8 feet, it's going to start loading a lot of those non-federal levees there in Holt County. And so I was reporting out on the amount of freeboard, which is essentially the dry space between the water surface and the top of the levee. So to reiterate there, Corning and Union Township, both non-federal levees in Holt County, as that water comes up over the next 72 hours, they can expect to have about 1.5 feet of freeboard. And then for Holt County number 9, Holt County number 10, and Canage Drainage District, they can expect to have anywhere between 2 and 5 feet of freeboard as the crest passes through. And those numbers will be revised daily as the National Weather Service releases new river forecast information. Thanks.
Thanks, Mike. The next question I have is probably for Kevin. It has to do with providing detail on the historic nature of the flooding. I'm assuming this is historic crests for the tributaries.
Okay. Hey. Yeah, let me pull up my list here. So, like the Big Sioux at Akron, the previous crest there was 25.6 feet, and I forget what the I forget where we're at on that. I'll tell you what, Eileen, I can give you a list of the different crests so far, the records that we've beat. I can give you a list and you can pass that along. Is that okay?
Yep, that's wonderful.
I don't have it right in front of me.
I'll make it a point to include it in the press release that we send out this evening as well.
Sure. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Next question is, what level will Gavin's Point releases be lowered to? John.
Yeah, this is John Remus. We're planning to go down to 20,000 CFS tomorrow if Gavin's Point pool continues to trend as we think it will. And if that continues further tomorrow, it would go down another 4,000 on Thursday. Over.
Thanks, John. Thank you. Had somebody asked to repeat the information regarding levy 536 that was provided at the beginning of the meeting. That may have either been Lieutenant Colonel Burgoon or Spencer.
Eileen, this is Spencer again. I'll address that one. So both L550 and L556 on the Iowa side of the Missouri are recent rehabilitation projects for the Omaha District. During our rehabilitation, we've identified a couple of lower areas. When we compare those to the forecast freeboard, we want to increase our margin of safety there. So as a precautionary measure, we're implementing sandbagging operations to just a few points along each of those systems. That activity is ongoing now, just to give us a little bit more freeboard. Over.
Did you cover L536 as well?
Yes.
Yes, that statement, that goes for both of those two systems, L536 and L550.
Perfect, thank you. Next question for John is, are you still planning to conduct the July 1st system storage check? Or will that be delayed waiting for the system to stabilize?
No, we will do our July 1st storage check and set the second half of the season service level based on that.
Thanks, John. Okay. Boone County, Missouri OEM. Is there a GIS situation map available from the Corps? They have hydrological maps of river gauges from the Weather Service, but was wondering if there will be anything provided by the Corps. That's Matt Brown with Boone County, Missouri.
Hey, Matt, this is Mike Doolin. Grab my email off the screen there and shoot me a message and I could provide you some information. We don't have a public facing emergency management dashboard necessarily, but we do have some other public GIS maps that you can interface with.
All right, thank you, Mike. Current projections, do they include the anticipated reduced releases out of Gavin's Point, and how much of an impact does that have considering the already relatively small releases? Kevin?
So that is yes. We do incorporate every time the Corps of Engineers makes a decision, and we incorporate those releases. The impact, wow, I can't tell you off the top of my head what kind of impact that is. I can get back to you and let you know what we estimate the impact to be.
Yeah, send that with the rest of your stuff. If John had any comments on that, you can clarify.
To reiterate, we share that information with the Weather Services River Forecast Center. However, with the travel time being what it is, it won't affect the peaks on the Missouri River. We're going to come in well behind the peaks.
All right, thank you, John. Let's see. Expectations on how rainfall later in the week will impact the rivers. I know Kevin touched on that. You want to reiterate?
Sure. That's a great question. Something that we were concerned about. So we did make a run. We incorporate 24 hours of anticipated rainfall in all of our official river forecasts. So the next 24 hours of rain. We made a special run this morning for internal purposes, incorporating the next 7 days of rain. We're looking at somewhere between 1 to 1.5 foot difference downstream of Kansas City if all 7 days of rainfall were to actually materialize as advertised. We of course don't include that much or that horizon of rainfall because of the uncertainty in it. But given the projections of rainfall over the next 7 days, if it really came to pass, I would expect 1 to 1.5 foot of increase on the peaks downstream of Kansas City. Over.
All right, thank you, Kevin. Next question was repeating the forecast releases from Gavin's Point. I typed that into the chat. John said that the plan is to lower to 20,000 CFS tomorrow, and if pool elevations remain stable or continue to decline, the plan is to move next to 16,000 CFS. John, you can correct me if I got any of that wrong. Okay. Kevin, if you can include the link for the 24-hour rain forecast with the email you send me, we'll take care of that. And then the next question is, how is the Corps of Engineers communicating with gate and levee managers?
This is Spencer from Omaha District again. We have regular and ongoing communication with the sponsors on our levees. Right now we have surveillance teams out there that are coordinating with the levy sponsors, as well as the team here frequently makes contact by phone about any changes or additional information. Over.
Thank you. Next question. In northern Pottawatomie County, they're making voluntary evacuations. How quickly should those evacuating expect to be out by, if not already? I'm going to respond to that one in that the Corps of Engineers does not issue evacuation orders. So that would be something that the county emergency manager would be better to address than the Corps of Engineers. Hey, I don't have any more questions in the chat. I don't see any hands up. So I'm going to go just one last round through the callers alphabetical order by state, starting with the state of Iowa. Kansas. Missouri.
Yes, this is Ron Broxton with Missouri State Emergency Management. We'll just continue to monitor the events and stay on top of it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any others from the state of Missouri?
Yeah, this is Marcus Cassidy with Holt County Emergency Management Director. Don't really have a question, except I think it was discussed that there might be some added information we can use and check on a daily basis. Can you repeat that, whoever mentioned that?
Mike?
Was it Mike?
Yeah, Mike, I think so.
Okay. Yeah, are you talking about our levy freeboard estimates?
Yes, yes, because we have several levies and boards in the county, and they've asked me, you know, where they can get some information. So maybe I could pass that on to them.
Yeah. So get my email off the screen there and shoot me a message, and I'll see what we can provide for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Absolutely.
Thank you. Any others, Missouri? There are a couple more questions coming in the chat. Let me get through the list of states and then I'll go back to the chat. State of Montana. Nebraska.
Earth Portis, Nebraska Emergency Management, same as Missouri, monitoring and constant communication with our liaison, which we appreciate. Need to confirm Spencer and Oliver. You've got the POD and POC information we discussed earlier today.
Yeah, appreciate that. Or we're working on that, and we appreciate Nebraska's support.
Glad to help. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Any others? Nebraska. North Dakota. South Dakota. Wyoming. I'm going to move back to the chat with questions. After the 2019 floods, Nebraska legislators pushed for the Corps to prioritize flood prevention. How well do you think you've done that, and how will that come into play this time?
Yes, this is John Remus. The purposes of the projects have not changed. Our priority has always been life safety. So when we have a situation like this, we operate the system to the maximum extent possible to reduce flood damages and to protect life safety. Nothing has really changed in any of the documents that we use to operate the system, but our priority has always been life safety. So that has not changed. There's been no legislative.
Thanks, John. Does Levy Safety want to add any messaging with that related to how some of the levees were repaired and restored in 2019? Yes.
Yeah, Aileen, this
there you are.
Sorry, yeah, Aileen, this Spencer again. Like I said, when we repair them, we repair each of the projects back to design standard and specified protection level. When we get to a point where there's going to be loading, we do get our our core personnel out there to monitor the performance of those systems. Over.
All right, thank you. And then Kevin had a question about how many feet will the Little Sioux crest at tonight?
Oh, the Little Sioux, the crest. Okay.
Not hearing you, Kevin. Are you looking?
Yep, I'm a looking. Little Sioux at Turin. We expect a crest of 27.6 feet.
All right, thank you.
You bet.
All right, again, I'm not seeing any questions in the chat. Not seeing any lines off mute or hands up on the participants list. So unless you've got something and want to shout it out as far as a question, I can take that now. Otherwise, I will hand it over to our leadership to close the call.
I've got one last question. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, is there any driving message you want to get home to people that are concerned? Just, I know you guys talked a lot about your priority is safety, but just any driving message that you'd want our viewers, especially here in the Nebraska and Omaha area, to know?
Lieutenant Colonel Burgoon, could you reiterate some of the things that you were talking about with respect to our response and concern?
Hey, John Remus wanted to jump in, but I think the biggest takeaway message is, you know, folks need to pay attention to their local municipalities and follow all of the guidance coming down from the local and state officials. John, over to you.
Yes, as Colonel Burgoon said, things can change and they can change fairly rapidly. So, you know, being near the water or in the water, it's just dangerous. So, as Spencer said earlier, we encourage people to stay away from there. We are planning, or the forecast is for a crest tomorrow in Omaha, but that doesn't mean the flood's over. The flood's going to be going on for several days here as the water recedes. So it's going to be dangerous for people to be around the water. Just be safe. And as Colonel Burgoon said, heed the warnings of the local safety officials. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Does that help you out there? We'll talk offline. I got to get how to pronounce your name properly. So if you want to give me a call after. With that, I will close out today's call. I want to thank everybody for joining us. We will hold a call again at this time tomorrow. For anyone that's connected from North Dakota or Montana, the Fort Peck call will take place at the same time, but on the other meeting announcement. So not to get the two confused. We will talk to everyone tomorrow. Thank you.